This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have raised taxes on short-term rental property owners. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The legislation proposed changing the tax rate on such units, like homes listed on Airbnb, to the commercial property rate. That's four times higher than the residential rate. Supporters said the money would help communities pay for local services and schools. Short-term rental property owners oppose the bill. The Senate Finance Committee killed it in a bipartisan vote of 6-1 on Tuesday. The legislature has tried and failed more than once to raise taxes on short-term rentals, a flashpoint in mountain towns across the state. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Students in Denver are lobbying to get climate-conscious heat pumps into 30 schools that don't have air conditioning. They'd like to see that included on a potential bond ballot measure this November. Amelia Fernandez is a member of DPS Students for Climate Action.
If you are a youth right now experiencing eco-anxiety, worrying about the present and the future, you have to know that the only antidote is action.
Students and community members are invited to a climate summit this Friday afternoon at East High School to learn about how they can contribute to climate actions. The Floyd Hill section of Interstate 70 got a visit from Governor Jared Polis and Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg this week. Construction crews have been working on a new westbound lane between Evergreen and Idaho Springs since July 2023. It was funded in part by a $100 million grant from the federal government. This is CPR News.